Well,
I wasn't Saturday in my police.
I'm glad I was not there, but
it was a good time.
Well,
a good time.
Somebody said he was an immigrant. I said she's out of town, and somebody else says Dan Wilcox moved. Shuttleworth said, well, maybe they're together.
I was at a funeral,
some bear thing.
So unless it was Dan's, he was not there.
Got my glasses. Don't have glasses. Glasses, I normally leave up here gone. It's 6:30 now.
Don't get told to agitate it early.
Listen, he's obviously been on coffee or caffeine or something all day.
I'm working on it. It gets better. Speed of life.
Okay. I'd like to call this meeting to order of the Curie Beach Town Council. If we could, all pray. Lord, please be with our staff and elected officials tonight and help them make wise decisions to protect the health, safety, and welfare of our community. Bless our town, our island, our state, and our country, and all those who reside herein. Especially look after Carrie Whitley and our friend Jan Truelove. Keep them close and provide comfort for their families in their hour of need. Amen. Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first order of business is the consent agenda. Anybody have anything to delete or comment on?
Make a motion we approve as presented.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Adoption of our regular agenda. Any deletions, additions, comments?
So make a motion to reschedule the public hearing to the October agenda since we didn't publish it properly.
Second.
For amendment to Section 80, Town Buildings and Facilities, Chapter 19 on zoning. But if anyone's here, I would like to hear them. That's my motion. Sorry, ma'am.
I don't believe it was because we didn't publish it properly. It was given to the Island Gazette and they did not publish it.
Okay. So. It wasn't published, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was not published.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Any other comments, deletions, changes? Do I hear a motion?
Second. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Make a motion we adopt the agenda as amended.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, as Commissioner Hagler mentioned, we were scheduled to have a public hearing tonight, but it inadvertently was left out of the Island Gazette, so since we didn't have the publication as required by law, we will schedule another public hearing, but meanwhile, anybody who would like to comment about the setback requirements for the town, especially our new town hall, would be more than glad to hear you at this time. Would anyone like to speak on the setback changes? Okay. We don't have any presentations to the council, but we do have, I'm getting there.
Sorry.
Okay, it's right here. Discussion and consideration of persons to address council. Does anybody have something that offsets caffeine?
We're going, ma'am. Let's go. It's been a long day. Let's go.
Okay. We have two people to address council. Andrea Talley and Stephanie Abel, are you working together on this?
Yes.
Okay. If you would, and please, both of you, give your addresses for the record. Come up, step up to the podium.
Give our addresses now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mine is 1003 Mango Court, Wilmington, North Carolina, 28409.
Mine is 1561 South 12th Street, Wilmington, North Carolina, 28401.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you tonight on behalf of Special Olympics New Hanover County. My name is Andrea Talley, and I work with this wonderful program year-round. I would like to introduce Stephanie Abel, one of our athletes who is very active in our program, both as a participant and as a volunteer. She is an immense help to us and would like to speak about what Special Olympics means to her.
Hi, everybody. My name is Stephanie Abel, and I'm a Special Olympics athlete. I became an athlete for Special Olympics in 2007, and I compete in all sports, volunteer level, and even working with this sport, becoming global minister. The local Special Olympics program offers sports special activities, summer camp, and special events at no cost to athletes. Only in a fundraiser that supports the local Special Olympic program. I've been involved for Safe Coach to support me and my fellow athletes. The 14th annual Paul Plans and 5K Repeat Run will be held February 17, 2018. Special Olympics is a very important program. The Special Olympics become more outgoing, confident, and courageous. I met many people having many new friends. I want to have a life skill and even be healthy through the ill well sport. When someone calls out, I don't keep that especially part of our job, I don't have that time to all. The most important part of the is the focus on abilities and not a disability. On behalf of myself and the other special people that I face, and you have a Canada, I'd like to say thank you. The town of Carefree has always supported us and we're truly grateful. We love having a call from the Carefree and hope that you all feel the same way. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
Stephanie is a wonderful example of how our terrific program helps our athletes and volunteers grow on many levels. Socially, physically, emotionally, and intellectually. This program means a great deal to many people, and we are just two of the people lucky enough to be involved with it. As many of you know, we have held our annual fundraiser, the Polar Plunge, here in Curry Beach every other year for the past 3 years. Tonight, we are requesting your approval to host this special event in Curry Beach again on February 17th, 2018, and annually whenever possible.
So does that mean you're not going to alternate with Carolina Beach anymore?
That is what we were requesting tonight.
Did you tell Carolina Beach?
No. The Polar Plunge is our single biggest fundraiser of the year, with an average of more than $55,000 brought in each year. This event and our wonderful participants and donors are the reason we are able to fund our local program for our athletes. Curry Beach is our preferred location for many reasons. The pavilion area enables us to provide shelter without renting a tent and restrooms, without renting and using porta-johns.
Yes.
The sidewalks provide more handicap accessibility and limit foot traffic over potentially muddy and uneven surfaces for our athletes. The pier on the beach provides an ideal viewing platform for the non-plunging audience. And the beach is in close proximity to the festival and the race start-finish line, which makes the whole event run very smoothly. We like to think that the Polar Plunge is an asset to Curry Beach as well for the following reasons. Increased business during the off-season to local restaurants and businesses. It event provides activities and volunteer opportunities for residents without them having to leave the island. Great Beach receives positive publicity and fosters community pride by supporting a good cause. This year, we would like to offer Curry Beach photo sponsorship rights in exchange for hosting the event. This means that our race photos will be posted on the Town of Curry Beach Facebook page, which will bring increased internet traffic and awareness to your site and will help raise the profile of Curry Beach for potential visitors. For all of these reasons, we are requesting that a polar plunge be held in Curry Beach in 2018 and as an annual event in Curry Beach as long as it is feasible. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak tonight and for your continued support of Special Olympics in Hanover County.
Thank you, Andrea. I'll have to tell you, Curry Beach does not do Facebook, but we do have a website that we would love to post those pictures on.
Okay, thank you.
So, okay. That would be nice. Where is our clerk?
Right there.
Instead of postponing this for them because they've already been talking to Nikki and getting ready to talk to Mike and takes several months to really put this thing together. Could we go on and vote on it tonight without waiting until next month?
Yes, that's fine. The main thing is you need to waive the fees, which we normally do every year with staff time and other time and that's working. So if you just do a blanket approval, then you waive the fees.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the Polar Plunge for Curry Beach with all fees waived for 2018 and every year following that, that they desire to come to Curry Beach?
Well, I think future councils should weigh in, but I agree with 2018.
Yes.
Okay. So,
second.
Well, I disagree with your motion, so okay. You want me to make a motion for that?
Okay.
Discussion for council.
Jumping to do this. I just said, do I have a motion? So why don't you go on and make the motion?
Make a motion. We approve the polar plunge for February 17, 2018. And waive all associated fees with staff.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Andrea and Stephanie, and I look forward to seeing you here again next year to talk about 2019.
And I'm sure future councils will be very amenable.
We understand that some things may come up and it might not be possible every year.
Well, this one will still be here, so
maybe.
Be
I don't know. I don't know. She's trying to get you. Stephanie, you take my place.
Thank you very much. Okay, Bill Moore. And if you would please tell us your physical address so we know whether you're in Curry Beach or Wilmington.
Yeah, my name is William Moore, formally, if you want my formal address. And I live at 1100 Fort Fisher Boulevard, Unit 2003, otherwise known as Ocean Dunes.
Thank you.
Now that we've established that part. Last month I came and asked the council for some assistance and some guidance on what I felt was an unfair burden on Ocean Dunes as far as the collection of fees regarding recycling. And it's been a month, and I checked my phone, it still works, and my mail still comes in at the post office, and I've heard nothing. So unless I either have two choices, you haven't got a chance to get to it yet, or you just like to see me and hear me talk. But I assure you, you'll hear me every day till I get every month until I get an answer one way or the other. So I'm asking the council to think about what I asked, and please give Ocean Dunes an answer, and hopefully positive. Thank you.
Thanks.
So are you staying for the whole meeting, Mr. Moore?
Oh, no doubt about it.
Because if you look on old business, it's number one under old business?
That's fine.
Okay.
I was just pointing out that in a month I haven't heard anything.
That's because council put it on the agenda.
Okay. Discussion of committee business. Do we have anything from the Board of Adjustment? Community Center Committee? Anything new? Okay. Marketing Committee, we will be meeting next Tuesday. I would like to let everyone know, I think I may have mentioned this to you guys in an earlier meeting about talking to the TDA about finding out exactly, or as close as possible, how much does our population really increase during the summer. And the TDA has voted to do a visitor volume study that I personally am very excited about, and I hope that will help us with our planning in the future. In addition to that, they reported at the last TDA meeting that the sand fund right now is 27% of the TDA budget, and that this past year they were able to add $3,353,547 to the sand fund or beach nourishment. They did not say exactly what the total amount is in there at this time. In addition to that, they gave all of us a copy of the program of work for 2017 and 18. Really good reading if you're having trouble sleeping at night. I invite you to take it home with you, or I'll leave it in Nancy's office, so if there's anything you would like to check in there, feel free to. Any questions? I will tell Craig, the ROT funds collected this past year were up 13% for the entire county.
Okay. Just our count, Cure Beach, or the entire
county, the entire fund. Okay. And I think I gave you, put in your mailbox, budget, individual budget numbers. Planning and zoning, John?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is John Ellen. I live at 181 Sea Lodge Way, and I'm currently the chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Last month, the council requested, as part of their process for the new building, new fire station, renovation of this building, renovation of the police department, to exempt all town buildings and facilities from the setback requirements in the code of ordinances. We had a long, thorough discussion on this issue at our meeting, and we did not agree with that. Part of the discussion went along the lines, maybe we could do it building by building when we needed it to do it that way, rather than just a blanket approach with all buildings, all facilities owned by the town could have an exemption to setback. Well, setback is for safety, health reasons, potential fire, room between buildings that sit on, next to each other on lots, so fire and health and rescue equipment can go through there. Also, the flow of water, air, those types of things. The artist rendition of the fire station, and that's the one that is going to be new, the town hall and the police department are going to be changed, shows, I think, if it were to be drawn and architected, if that's a word, and meet what this picture looks like, I think it would be okay. We wouldn't need a setback waiver because the picture shows their room. But if you were to give a blanket setback requirement waiver to that building, and the architect came in and said, to get all the spaces that we want, it goes right up to the edge of the road, which the picture shows, on that side of the building, 7, there are 3 doors that open out. I don't think anybody would want to be driving along right near the curb and have a door open out in front of the car. And on the side that has the parking lot, if you move that building right up to the edge of the parking lot, and there's a car park there, there are a couple of doors on that side that open. Those doors could swing right into a parked car. Now, it may be that knowing that, the architect doesn't put doors on either side of those, comes back, we have the drawing, we have what would be built, planning and zoning, looks like, you know, that can meet safety, health, and environmental issues. We discuss it, possibly approve it. I know that the council itself can overrule what we did, and we all respect that. But I wanted to give you a little bit of talking about some of our ideas on why we did not just agree to a blanket, all buildings, all facilities have a waiver on setback.
Also, some people spoke out against
us
having a blanket, all buildings and all town buildings can do whatever they want.
That's right.
So people did speak about it. And there's also some concern about the front area where the trucks would pull out of the bays, how much area would be there, you know, for them.
Well, I think, I mean, I don't know how many P&Z members each of council has had involved in interviewing, but I've always been very, very open that P&Z should not be granting waivers for anybody, right? And I think in the town we have three variances, and Carolina Beach has hundreds, right? So I think P&Z is doing exactly what, at least I think, and I think most of our citizens think P&Z should do, which is hold the lines. I think, I don't know whose phone, oh, sorry. That's mine. I'll make it stop if I can. I'm sorry about that. But my phone was vibrating, I apologize. So I think that's exactly what at least me and I think a lot of citizens envision P&Z doing is they should tell them, whether it's citizens or the council, you guys shouldn't be varying stuff because we don't let anybody do that, right? In town, like I said, I think there's three variances that I know of. And if you look at other towns around, there's hundreds, and that's caused lots of problems. I think what I look for from the building inspectors as we move forward in this planning process, I want to know exactly what the issues are for not giving us a building permit once we get that far. And then we should re-engage with P&Z. I don't think, what I'm concerned about is we slow down the process, right? Because if we miss the window starting to build in the wintertime, then we're in the summertime, and that's horrible on K Avenue. So we've got a window that we don't want to miss, or everyone in town is going to be mad at us because K Avenue becomes a big cluster. And so...
Now you scheduled the October meeting for a public hearing on this issue.
Right. Sure.
We had a few individuals speak out against it at the P&Z, as Mr. Whitney.
No, I understand.
They may come back and address.
Well, and I respect that. I mean, I think if everyone in Curie Beach agrees on any council spending a lot of money, I would be amazed, right? Or if they agree on us making a dog park or fishing on the beach or whatever, I don't think that ever happens, right? I think the only thing I would encourage them to do, and I've talked to the most vocal one, but to any other members that disagree with the council's decision on where we're moving forward, is go back and listen to all the meetings where the department heads, our paid experts, tell us that for the long-term viability of the town, we need the space, right? And all those meetings have been documented in the minutes, and they're on the tape, so you can listen to the conversations, right? And I spoke with Mr. Alvin about that. You should listen to all these tapes, and then if you still have disagreement with council, tell us the specifics. But if you just disagree and you don't have good reasons for disagreement, okay, I'm sorry. If you have specifics, well, no, I think the fire chief's wrong about this, and I think the police chief's wrong about this, and I think the town clerk's wrong about this, that's a much different issue. And I think the same thing applies with P&Z. If you say, well, I think you're building an unsafe building because you're going to walk in the street, that's a great reason not to do something. If you say, I just don't think you should change it, That's not a very good, at least for me. I can't speak for council. I don't want to. And the mayor says I've had too much caffeine, so chill out.
We had some specific reasons that came up.
No, I think that's good.
And maybe one of the other P&Z guys.
Well, I think I want to make sure those get to the architect, right?
John, did we have enough information for you? Did we have the drawings, et cetera, for you guys to look at?
I don't think so until the architect comes back. I mean, we haven't put this out for bid.
I mean, we have
our concern was you put it out for bid, but you've already granted the waiver. He may build right up to the edge.
We have some conceptual drawings that I think might help answer some of those questions. But
I have those.
Okay.
And that's what I was.
Yeah, because it won't be the contractor that decides where the building's going. The architect should already have drawings specific enough to be able to show you specifically, is that door going to go into the driveway? Or is there enough room? Less room than what's required.
And I think your issue should be forwarded to the architect so he can answer them. Mm-hmm. If he can't satisfy you, then I'm still concerned, right?
Could you help him with that, Jim? Getting it to
trust
the architects.
Me. I don't want a door going out into the street anymore than he does.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, John.
And I'll get back to you on the size of the approach also.
Yeah. And thank PNC for all the work they did on this. Okay. Shoreline Access and Beach Protection Committee. Okay. Okay. Non-town committee reports. Our representative to the ADA committee in Wilmington, Americans Disability Act Committee in Wilmington, has resigned, and so we are looking for a member to represent the town on that committee. And I promise you, it's a fairly active committee. Everything they do may not relate to Curie Beach, but we could really use a representative on there. If you or anyone you know might be interested, please let us know and come get an application for us, okay? Discussion and consider. Yes, sir.
I wanted to make a comment about the ports and waterways. Good news for the 2019 renourishment is we have the federal money and we have local money identified. We need to secure state money, but it looks like we're on a path to get that accomplished. So that's good news. Some of the bad news is our beach did take a little bit of a beating in this last storm. And there's work that has to be done. It was surveyed by the Army Corps of Engineers. I don't have the information back yet. John was with Leighton Bledsoe. They did the tour of the beach, the physical ride up the beach to identify areas of difficulty and problems. So we have a handle on it, but we don't have the answers. So 2019 is ahead of us, and we'll have to see in the interim what we can do about our losses. That's the story.
May I add?
Yeah.
One of the things that Leighton pointed out is in addition to many of us needing sand on the beach because of Irma, also Wrightsville Beach has their regular cycle coming up this winter for beach nourishment. But they also have Florida that they have to take care of. And if Florida comes first, there's that outside possibility that we could be put off till last, and even Wrightsville Beach possibly put off because of that. So the Corps is working with us as hard and as fast as possible to get all of our information in, but we have to know that that is an outside possibility. Yes, Bill?
Just so the town is aware, Ocean Dunes is looking into doing its repair as best it can. Thanks to John. We have a meeting tomorrow with camera representatives coming down to meet with us. And also Spencer Rogers is coming down from UNCW to help us design with a two-part plan. First part is going to be immediate fix and then a long-term fix. So we're doing our part also.
Well, thank you. And thank your board.
When you had your discussion, did they say anything about if they had to put off Wrightsville Beach, that it would be possible to lump all three beaches in at the same time?
No, because they haven't gotten there yet. They really have to see what they're required to do in Florida first, and even Texas. So.
Yeah. Well, even if they just did it on paper, it would save a lot of money.
Yeah. I'm sure they have that in the back of their mind. Okay. Okay, department head business, administration and recreation.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. In your agenda packet, you have a request from our recreation manager for a motion to approve closing the section of K Avenue between 4th Avenue and Dow Road on Sunday, October 8th from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. for the Carolina Beach Marathon. This is not a town-sponsored event. It starts and ends in Carolina Beach. They're taking care of getting permission to close Dow Road. This will just be the runners coming through this section of our town between those hours of 7 and 10 on October 8th.
So that means you had to drive the front way to get out of town, is that
yes.
Right? Okay. Sunday. Wow.
Okay.
This is the second or third year they've had this event.
Do you need a motion on that, or do
yes.
you want all of them together?
I need a motion on that. But
make a motion we close K Avenue on Sunday, October 8th from 7 to 12 p.m. for the Carolina Beach Marathon.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
I have one more item. We're requesting a motion to adopt resolution R17-16. This approves the First Amendment to a U.S. cellular lease on space on top of our water tower on Settlers Lane for an additional 25-year term beginning August 2020 when this term expires. The per annum increase of 3%. In the past, it's been based on CPI. We feel that 3% increase is a better deal. And they have had lease space on this tower since 2020. I mean, since 2000, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do I hear a motion for an amendment to renew the lease for U.S. Cellular?
I just wanted to ask a question or two, if I may, Madam Mayor.
Sure.
I see that the 3% is the per annum increase instead of the CPI, because the CPI has been well below 3% as I looked at that information.
Right. Mm-hmm. The finance officer gave you an example of what it's been
right.
as opposed to what it
mm-hmm. So the 25 years, is that the typical length of time, Nancy?
No, this is a fairly new change in statute. You used to couldn't do more than, and Mr. Attorney, correct me if I'm wrong, more than a 5-year term or 10 years total
ten.
Term. But for this particular type of communications, statute is now allowing this. We had to go through an advertisement process, and 25 years or five terms of 5 years is the maximum. And again, this lease has not expired yet, but a lot of these type of cellular services try to get everything locked in place because they already have the equipment.
If across this 25-year term we're not delighted, do we have a way out of this?
Yes.
Okay. A reasonable way out of it?
30 days written notice.
30 days with notice? Okay. Answers my questions.
Am I correct in reading the lease that if we decide to sell the water tower, they have first right to bid on it?
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Who would want to buy that? You could make a townhouse out of it.
Yeah, we're not selling it. We're not selling the water. Make a motion to adopt resolution 1716 for a 25-year term, ma'am.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, which one?
Joe.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Finance.
We have a number of steps, I guess, that have to be taken in order to start the process for financing of our fire station and town hall project. The first is in your package, you have resolution R17-19. Which really starts the process with the local government commission, which is part of the state treasurer's office. Because of the nature of this financing and the amounts involved, it requires the approval of the local government commission.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of standard not to exceed $5.5 million. That extra, we had a meeting back on September 5th. We decided to use the $5.5 million because it gives some flexibility. Because once you start the process, it's hard to, you would have to end it and start again if we needed some flexibility with the amount of loan.
Does everyone understand what Arlen's talking about? Some people are shaking their head no. So I'm assuming people have been reading the newspaper, the emails, that the town is working on an expansion project that will change this building, upgrade it since it's over 20 years old, and add a fire station in the current corral. So I'm assuming everyone got that. Part of that project is the town is applying to the state to request to get a loan to do that, because we're not going to pay down all of our savings to do that project. And so, as Arlen just pointed out to council, the very first step is the town has to make a resolution that then goes to the state to allow us to start financing. So that's what this is. So this is the first step, and as he explained, a multiple step process to arrange for financing to start that project, which the council's been dealing with for almost 2 years, but I guess a lot of citizens didn't realize the council was dealing with that. So we've had at least a couple of citizens that have been emailing council for the last 3 months or so, surprised. So that's why I wanted to make sure everyone understands what we're doing. So I make a motion that we approve resolution. Gotta read the top of it.
I wanted to ask one question, if I may. The 5.5 million is the authorization for the loan application. It is not the authorization for our spending on the construction project.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Now I'm ready.
There you go. Good. Anything else? I'm sorry. Anybody else on council? Make a motion. We approve resolution R-1719 authorizing the filing of an application for approval of a financing agreement not to exceed $5.5 million authorized by North Carolina General Statute 160A-20.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
The next step with that, once we have this, is that there needs to be a public hearing regarding the financing. So based on the timing for when it will be advertised and the appropriate amount of time between that advertisement and the meeting, it looks like October 9th would be the earliest date. So, for flexibility, that would be the earliest date.
I request on the 10th.
I request the 10th.
Well, I'm retiring from the Navy that weekend. I don't want to have to do the 9th, so I request the 10th.
Well,
council.
That would be easy, the 9th. Still may not be good enough.
Yeah, well, I'll try. I'll be ready by the 10th. Make a motion 6:30 on October 10th.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the next thing that I need your authorization to do is go ahead and issue RFPs for the financing. There I will send out to a variety of different banks with all the requirements that we would have for the financing. We'll probably give approximately 2 weeks for them to respond.
Make a motion that we authorize the finance officer to send out the paperwork to the banks.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? If you do a motion, did you indicate what time the hearing will be?
6:30. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Building inspections.
September 27th or 28th, I'll be appearing before CRC to plead our case on the development line again. It's at the New Hampshire County Government Center. I'm not sure which day we're on the agenda yet, but just letting y'all know that will be happening next week.
We'll talk about it in October again?
Well, I certainly hope not, other than for me to tell you that they passed it.
How much heads up will you have in case we get a chance to be there?
I should know within the next couple of days where we're at.
Can you email us out?
Yeah.
When we're on?
Yep.
That's what we're trying to attend also.
And that, since it's in downtown Wilmington, right?
Yeah. That's our government center.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, even closer.
Even better.
Good. It's even better, yeah.
Next thing, the signage of the downtown plant on the ocean front.
Yep.
I received a call from Canada last week and accompanied them out there to look at it. Apparently, they received several phone calls from residents.
Yep.
The town basically has three options as far as Canada is concerned. Apply for a permit to leave those signs as they are. Take the signs down and reinstall them with 4x4 posts, or take the signs down altogether.
Okay.
Because the signs are located on 6x6 posts, CAMA considers that development.
Okay.
Okay. Sign development.
Bottom line, CAMA does not want to get any phone calls.
Right. Well, I think the issue for council is the signs going to be smaller if they're going to be on.
Well,
6x6s.
I would like for, because we talked about this the other day, I would like for John, excuse me, and Jimmy both to weigh in on what are the pros and cons of having them the size that they are now, and how many signs are out there?
There's six now.
And are all six of them that size?
They are all the same size. Two of them were put up about 2 years ago when council asked us to put them up. The other four have been placed fairly recently. The two that were placed before, never heard any complaints about those, and they're on 6x6s.
John, help me with this because I think I'm a little confused. We're talking about the size of the posts being 6x6, they need to be 4x4.
Or we can apply for a permit.
Or we could apply for a permit, and I'll ask you what that entails in a moment. Or are we also talking about the physical sign size?
Canada does not have a problem with the size.
They don't have a problem with that.
They don't have a problem with the size or the number of signs.
But the residents have a problem with the size of the sign.
As I understand it, I haven't been a part of a lot of that communication. So
they don't like the size of the post, and the residents don't like the size of the sign. But what does it take to get a permit?
It's a $100 fee. It's a CAMA minor permit. And I'll have to fill an application, send it in with the site plan and description of what we're doing. It's fairly easy.
Is that $100 per post or $100?
$100.
Just $100.
That's right.
I mean, I think I cannot see getting rid of signs when we know there's a danger in the water. So we should decide.
Well, to go back to my question, 4x4s. Is there any problem with having 4x4s with storms or anything else?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Could you elaborate?
Well, if you put 4x4s on each side of that sign, it turns into a sail. Opposed to the being mounted to the 6x6, at least the sign has flexibility and it can move.
Yeah, so but a 4x4, the wind can take it off.
A 4x4, if you put 4x4s on both ends of that sign, it's going to blow.
Which causes us even more liability problems.
Then we need to reduce the size of the sign.
Well, I think this started because the mayor walking with someone said that the size wasn't sufficient. So
no.
Yes, it is, because you directed Public Works to put more signs up.
No, I did not. No. I will go on swear on a book of Bibles. I never, ever, ever said put more signs up. What I said was one of the signs that was there was over here. The project out in the ocean was over here. The sign was not anywhere near what was in the ocean. The congressional staff that met with us that day and other officials, they never said you have to have more signs. They several of them pointed out, wow, the sign's down there and the Dow project is down here. And so I asked our director of public works to please put the sign in the right place so that when people see the sign, they know That is where the Dow project is, okay? And that is all I ask for. I never ask for additional signs. The people visiting that day never asked for additional signs.
Well, that's not what the public works director got, Madam Mayor. So it must have been a miscommunication. So the question to the council and the attorney, maybe not the attorney, but to the council is, how many signs are the right number of signs, and we will reduce them. The other concern from Public Works is a 4x4 with that size sign will not last. That's why we put 6x6s in. And so if council can direct, as the Public Works director emailed to everyone on council, which is in front of you, he's just looking for guidance. Public Works will be glad to do what council wants done, right? So the Public Works Director and Public Works and the Public Works Commissioner do not want citizens upset about signs on the beach, but we also want to protect the town from a liability issue because there is dangerous stuff in the water. And that dangerous stuff is not just where you see it. It's both sides of that. That's why he extended the signs, because that's where it actually starts. If the sand moves, it's going to uncover more to the north. That's why the sign's so far away from where you think it is, because that stuff goes way more than just where you see it right now.
Okay, well, I have a fairly specific drawing of the site.
Okay.
And the 200 feet goes out in the ocean. It does not go from side to side.
Actually, that's the way I designed those signs. When council told me to put those signs up initially, that's exactly why they were designed that way. They wanted to be on either side of the project.
Okay, how wide is the project, according to the drawings you have?
I haven't looked at the drawings since I made the signs.
Were they extended the signs at low tide when sand is moved?
Right.
You can see jagged
right.
product.
Right.
So why don't we have Jim and John take a look at this. Stay with the Camel 4x4, figure out what size the sign needs to be, and I mean, we already had the grant, we put the boys in the water, they lasted a week, right? After spending thousands of dollars on that. So let's make this simple with as few signs as necessary at the size that will not become a weapon. Because this is a state liability. I don't think it's necessarily our liability, except that we have an awareness to it. And it's not our property out there.
I'll email Luke again and see if I can harass him some more.
And more than just a liability to the town, it's an extreme danger to our residents and our visitors. And if, you know, they're coming down the beach and they don't know it's there, they get in the water. They're already out in the water, a surfer who's new and doesn't realize that it's there. We've already had one gentleman with a cut that took 27 stitches. I would hate to have this end up as a fatality. So that's why we are so seriously concerned about it.
Well, Andy, correct me if I need updating, but when years past, when I had David's job as liaison to Public Works, we tried to do something about that. We had the Corps of Engineers come in to tell us what it would cost to mitigate a lot of that. And this was probably about 10 years ago. And they said well over $1 million. And they said, not only that, it doesn't belong to you, but if you try to do anything with that, you end up having ownership of it. So then, and we talked to the league at that point in Raleigh, and they said the best thing that you can do is put signs up and make people aware of the situation.
I think the signage should say whatever structure you're alluding to, that it's Dow Chemical structure, not Town of Curie Beach.
I don't think it says Town of Curie Beach or Dow Chemical. I don't think it says either one of those. It doesn't say ownership. It just says there's an obstruction in the water. I don't remember exactly what it says. So, just so
we don't accept it.
Just so council's clear, what are we directing Jimmy and John to do? So right now there's six signs. Camus said their 6x6 posts are too big. We have a couple, I don't know how many citizens' complaints. I only know of one, but I assume there's more than one. That we live here all the time and we know what the obstruction is. We don't need any signs, which I don't think is correct. But we went from 2 to 6. So how many signs and how do we want Public Works to move? And then Jimmy will be glad to do whatever we want. And I'm open to whatever council wants, but we need to give specific guidance to Public Works on how we want this handled.
I don't know how you can have anything less than a minimum of 4, one for each direction.
Yeah.
I am not sure what the minimum radius or distance should be for people to say, I see that sign, I might miss that sign. I'm okay with 6 signs. Let's just make them the right size. Get them small and put them on 4x4s.
Ones that will not blow off and sail through the air and maybe hit one of the local houses and cause an even bigger problem. So they've got to be sturdy enough that they're going to withstand a storm. It's a category 5. I expect you to go out there and take them down before it gets here.
There is nothing we can guarantee.
Do you have any pictures?
No, we have no, ma'am.
Do you have any pictures, John?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
There's
a sis. Let me ask her. Clerk first, yes.
I just want to clarify, the 2 that were out there were facing north and south, right? Mm-hmm. The 4 that we added, which direction are they facing? East, west, or north and south?
Both sides.
The signs were facing the ocean. Just the ocean side.
The 4 we just put in.
Yeah. Now we have 6 out there, which you got signs on them facing the ocean and also coming onto the ocean. Right.
So at each end of it is facing north and south where you're walking along.
Absolutely.
The other 4 are facing the private homes.
That's right.
And the ocean. And that to me, I mean, I have one resident who's called me regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, I know.
That's their biggest concern. If it's for education, who are we trying to educate?
Yeah.
The people who live in those homes who might rent it because there's private access. It's that whole area in there is private
access. One of the, as Jimmy said the other day, one of them is private for Sea Watch.
Yeah, the other's
public. One of them is public, and that's the one.
Every home.
And that is the one we used to get onto the beach. And I have driven by there 3 times today to double check. One is private, one is public.
But Nancy's talking about all those mini motels out there have their own walkways to the beach, and that's the reference. That's the reference that these individuals are making. That they see it from their particular walkways. So is there value to turning? I'm not sure about the north and south. They're facing the water, which I believe is east, and
right,
facing
west.
The land, which is west. Would north and south make sense? Because people walking onto the beach could look in either direction and see it. I mean, I don't know if north and south would be a better avenue.
No, it's already out there for north and south.
No, it isn't. It's east and west.
No, not all of the signs face the ocean and the land. There are some that face you as you're walking down
the
beach.
Yeah, the 2 ends. That's right. The 2 ends face. So you can see it as you're walking into the area, and then if you're walking onto the beach, you can see it.
This isn't that complicated. Let's just
get the lady back here has had a question. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's not the money, it's trying to do the right thing for the town.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think it's a competing interest thing again, right? So the attorney says we don't have that much liability, but we also, while we may not get sued, we don't really want people to get hurt on our beach. And that's the issue that I think.
Yes.
And the question is, how much signage do you need to prevent people from doing that? The people that live there say you don't need any because we live here all the time, we know. But one, as the public works director would say, they may rent their properties, and so that's not exactly correct. We never know about that. And two, people coming from either end of the beach or the public beach access may not know. So there's no right answer. It's what council decides the answer is, honestly. So we just need to decide, right? And then we just need to direct Public Works and they'll do whatever we decide. It's another one of those things where you can't get the right answer, so we just need one.
The right answer is to decide in, for the general public.
Right.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
We went out there to view the structure. Not one of those houses was occupied.
Right.
You know, so those people are not here year round.
Right.
So
one is 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I'm okay with anything 4 or 1.
Yeah.
I think I'm
4. So 4 is the minimum.
Minimum.
Okay. Anybody else got any calls? You want smaller signs on 4x4s, or do you want to apply for a camera permit so we keep the ones we have? That's the question.
I think we could put, let's go with CAMA, that's the direction, and let's put on smaller signs on there.
Well, you don't have to go with CAMA.
Yeah, if we get smaller signs, a 4x4 will be sufficient. Yeah. It's just with the big signs.
That's what I'm saying. Use a 4x4 post and a smaller sign.
Okay, then you don't need a CAMA permit. It's fine.
No, we don't need a CAMA permit.
Okay.
I'm saying it goes with CAMA direction.
So the biggest sign that will fit safely on a 4x4 post is what we're looking at. Is that good enough direction, Jimmy?
And those posts will hold a smaller sign during a hurricane without it becoming a sail.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
You were talking earlier about if we had smaller posts.
We're going with a smaller sign.
Right.
Okay. And
there's
I want you to talk to Sonny about do you guys feel safe with that? I don't want you to just say that because your elected officials have said that. I want somebody who knows what they're talking about to tell me that will be, those signs will be safe out there. That's no guarantee, but I mean,
at 185,
just as safe as the ones that are there now.
At 185, they may not be safe. Just right. Like any metal roof could fly through right. There like a sign. At 110, they might be safe.
Well, the purpose for the larger signs was to catch people's attention.
Yes.
And apparently it has.
Yeah, there you go. It did what we wanted. That's right, exactly. Just more than one. So is it, just to restate, is it council's consensus that we maintain 6 signs, but we have smaller signs on 4x4 posts in the same area they're in? Is that a consensus of council?
Yes.
So can you do anything about the one that's facing Mr. Harrison, that the light shows that, you know, that it sends the light back into his house and blinds them if you're sitting on the deck? Do you have any kind of matte finish or something you can spray on there to make it less shiny? I'm serious. I'm just asking.
As I said before, once these storms blow through, it's going to knock the sun off everything.
No, I mean, it'll be a lot smaller.
It's up to council what you guys want to do. I mean, we'll take care of that.
Was that our consensus? 6 signs, smaller 4x4 posts.
Okay.
And directional?
The same direction.
Same direction they are now.
And keep the big signs so when we get complaints in the year, we can put them back
absolutely.
Up.
Yeah.
Good idea. Cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Moving
right
along, I have one more item.
Thanks, John.
Yes, John.
The corner of 4th and H, the town purchased 3 lots there several years ago. When we purchased those lots, there was a tag-along RV sitting on a concrete pad there. There still is. Been there for a long time, long as I can remember. There are 2 different locations that I found where the VIN number should be. They're both deteriorated so much that I can't read it.
Ooh.
I'd like authorization from council to spend $500 to have it removed. The reason I'm bringing this to you is because I don't have any notification way, any way to notify the owner of that RV. And secondly, that I had a tow company come out this past week. They're worried about the condition of the camper in the first place, even being able to get it on the rollback, and the fact that it will cost them money to dispose of it.
So can we put like a pink sign for 30 days that this is going to be removed if you don't remove it. Hopefully they'll save us $500 by getting their RV gone.
I don't think anybody's going to remove it.
No, all the tires are flat and dry rotted. The
okay.
whole thing
if they want it.
Looks it's like it will fall apart when they move it.
Right. I mean, it's an abandoned vehicle, right? So.
Yeah. What are our regulations on abandoned vehicles if we can't identify the owner?
Well, it's still a VIN number. You're able to locate the last known owner. And then right. therein is the issue. I don't have any way to notify right. whoever the last owner was.
There's no license plate on it?
No.
Yeah, there's no plate.
There's nothing on it.
Go shit.
Should we, you know, have some sort of public notice either on it or in the paper saying that it is going to be removed?
Yeah. I would go through the abandonment process first and then proceed from there.
Yeah, just like when you see out on the highway the stickers that the highway patrol puts on a car. Yeah. Something like that that's very visible. So if the owner is around, they get a certain amount of time so they can't come back on you later. If we just tow it off, someone's going to come to the town, oh, you did my stuff.
Has anybody been inside to see what's stored in there?
The door's open.
Oh, okay.
Anything that's worth anything has been stripped out. The chassis is completely rusted and fallen apart. I mean, there's holes in the floor.
Definitely bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we say anything in our ordinance about a public notice, how many days or anything like that?
It's in there.
Okay, would you mind doing a public notice for however many days our ordinance says or whatever, however many days our attorney recommends, and then...
Yeah, make a motion after following our ordinance for public motion. You can spend $500 to get rid of it. Get off.
So well, if our ordinance doesn't specifically address this situation.
2 weeks. If it doesn't address it. Make a motion. I'll amend my motion. Second. 2 weeks if it doesn't address it.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
What about the boat?
The boat is between two owners, as I understand it. I've asked both of them to get it gone numerous times. And apparently, somebody traded the property owner a gun for that. But that property owner never gave him the title for it, so he's not moving until he gets the title.
I have faith he can get it off.
What kind of gun? Is on
load? Yeah.
What kind of gun? Nice.
Can we have it gone by Christmas? Thank you.
Excellent.
John, I'll get it with you.
Fire department?
Sounds good.
Fire department. To look at that
yeah,
that's
fine.
Why? No, I mean.
Oh, no. I was talking to John.
Plus, Ed is also representing the town at a party in Carolina Beach tonight. That's why our assistant chief is not here. But meanwhile, in case people have not been told yet, our chief, Harold Hagler, has turned in his resignation as of November.
Retirement, not resignation.
Oh.
Retirement.
I was hoping you'd miss that. Because we could say no to that, couldn't we?
No.
His retirement as of November 30th, and we'll have some sort of public get-together around that time that we will certainly let you know about. Okay. Anything else for fire department?
No, ma'am.
How about the police department? Any words of wisdom back there? Okay. Public works.
You guys answer my question.
Okay.
So, just one thing. So, if citizens have heard heavy machinery noise in the buffer zone, that's the public works department cleaning out the ditches. So the citizens may or may not know, but our stormwater, some of it goes to the beach on our outfalls, the rest of it goes back through ditches to the river. And those ditches grow up over time. So there's some big snakes they can tell you about, but They're using heavy equipment to clean up back there. And we get permission from Sunny Point to do that, and then we take heavy equipment back there to clean those out.
And
where your deed boots, you could go back and look.
Also, during Irma, we had, what, three outlets onto the beach that were broken? They weren't destroyed?
Three walkways, yes, we have. We lost,
well,
like, three walkways.
Okay. And the people who...
Lives.
And how many outfalls?
Yeah. How many outfalls?
Two.
They picked up 5 pieces of pipe.
Okay. And are they totally destroyed that we need to apply for federal money to repair?
No, ma'am. They're still operational.
Okay. And you guys are fixing any problem with them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Old business. Here we go, Mr. Moore. Follow-up discussion from our August meeting regarding the billing for recycling for the Ocean Dunes complex. Do I hear any discussion?
Well, Joe put it on.
I send one email and it becomes my topic.
Well, your name is not on here, and he spoke first if you want to let him go.
We've had some conversations about it. I still think we should do it as we've done it, my premise.
Yeah, so, go ahead.
There's a couple things that I think about. When I use my bin, I don't fill it every week, but the cost is the same. I think we should, in fact, maintain the current rule that it's by residence. And as I think that through, I also think about how the rest of the town also carries the burden of the infrastructure for the people who only really need the water and the extra power and everything else during season. So there's a variety of things that we do where we all carry the costs, whether we are totally utilizing it or not. So I would say my view is we should maintain the current direction.
Yeah, and so, I mean, to add on, so billing in the town is very complicated. We try to make it as simple as possible. There's really, in my mind, three issues, right? One is everybody paying their fair share? And so we tweak stuff all the time about that. So we went through garbage where we made a process so people could have a second can and we charge them differently. And then we changed the amount that the second can cost because we wanted to encourage people to use, you know, to like not make so much garbage, right? Because it costs the town as we send a load up, right? Recycling is more complex because a third party's doing that. And the way recycling works for the town is we pay Waste Industries to pick up our recycling and they bill us. And then we spread that out among the citizens, right? And when we initially did it, we did it off residences because that's the easiest way to bill. Now, if you want to start trying to change that, you have a couple of issues that quickly come up. One, the Waste Industries, the way they're going to talk to the town is, and we don't have any way to really track this, is, well, I picked up this bin today and this bin and this bin, so we want to charge you this way. And then trying to figure out how to make that work with then billing the citizens is differently. Back a long time ago, what I tried to encourage council to do, and no one wanted to do this, is just put everything on property taxes so the citizens that filed their income taxes could take it all off. And so then you could take off your garbage and recycling and everything. But previous councils didn't want to do that. If we want to look at what happens, and Bill, I see you raising your hand, recycling, Mr. Moore's issue is, well, we're paying more than our fair share because all of us aren't using full bins. Okay, maybe so.
No.
No, that's not
what the issue is.
Okay, so please enlighten me. I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Thank you for inviting me back.
Okay.
The issue is simple. We currently have 100 cans that we sometimes fill up and sometimes don't. I agree with you.
Okay.
We have almost 200 cans of garbage and we have the same issue.
Right.
No one's talking about your ability, how many cans you pick up, and then if it's half full or not full at all. What I'm saying is you are charging us for 197 cans monthly at a rate of $488 a month when we only have 100. And I'm paying that rate whether I fill up 3 cans or I fill up 100 cans. I'm still paying for 197 cans, and I say it as an Ocean Dunes director. Okay? So the issue is not whether the cans are full or empty. The kids are, the issue is you're, I have 97 cans I don't have, I'm paying for.
Okay, so then on the other hand, this is where I didn't finish, but okay. On the other hand, you're paying for how many different units do you have?
196.
You're paying 192 minimums, and if no one uses it, and then someone right beside them uses twice as much water because you're paying minimums before you get charged, because of the way water is, you're ahead on water. So that's what I'm saying. It's all complicated. I'm not saying that there are people in town that could make an argument for I'm paying more than my fair share on all kinds of stuff, right? So
I am not standing here telling you that I have 100 cans and I'm only using 30 and charge me for the 30.
Right.
I'm saying charge me for the 100, but don't charge me for cans I don't have. That seems to me ludicrous.
Am I?
Well, they're charging you by the residents.
During a previous discussion, didn't the organization contact town saying they didn't have the ability or manpower to move all of those cans out, and then we cut down the number of cans that you had?
In fact, we have grown from 100, I understand when I was here the last time from Nancy, that we've actually went up to 125 cans based on our needs. So, and we don't know if we got those cans or not, but still at 125, I'm being billed for 197.
Okay.
And that's my issue. Not that I'm not, not that they're not filled or not,
right.
I'm paying for cans I don't have.
Nancy, if a resident does not want a recycling can at all, and so we don't give them one, they don't pay for one, we don't pay for one, they have to pay them even if they don't have a can.
When we switched from the bins to the carts, the 65-gallon cart, I had ordered 197 carts for Ocean Dunes, and your management company told me they could not physically manage 197 carts. They didn't have staff to roll them out to the street. They didn't have the staff to maintain them or bring them back. They asked for 75. They just ordered another 25 about 3 weeks ago, so you're up to 135 carts. But that was at their request. I was prepared to deliver 197 carts.
Bill, you're entitled to those carts, if they whether you use them or not, but we're charging by residents.
I understand his point now. I didn't totally understand it. I still don't. So what happens? So how do we bill a duplex right now? Because it's similar to a duplex. Do they get charged for two carts if there's a duplex? Yeah.
Yes.
Even if they only use one. So that's why I'm going. But that's right.
It's based on premise.
Right.
The service itself.
No, they're entitled to carts. They're paying for them. Get them the carts.
Yeah, I think Bill's issue is they can't physically put them all down there because there's nowhere to put them. Right.
And there's nowhere to put them. You can put them by every unit. And it's not the issue about bringing them out. We bring out 197
right.
or 20 garbage cans in the morning, so bringing them out for the afternoon is not that big a deal. The issue is strictly, why are we paying for something we don't use?
Well, so I think the counter issue is, if you decrease by 60 carts, what will happen is the rate will go up for everyone else. Because it's got to pay for itself. So Arlen at the end of the year looks at what we pay for recycling and divides that by the number of carts, and that's the rate. I mean, we don't make money on recycling, we just pay for it. And so...
not by cart.
If you pay by cart, then we have another issue.
Right.
By the number of residents.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. And so what Arlen does, not by cart, by residents, is the recycling cost, the rate is recommended to council. We may not agree with it, but it is recommended to council on the number of residences divided by the monthly cost of recycling. And so if we were to change it, Bill, what happens is all the other residents would pay more because you guys aren't using the same number. You're not using all the cans you're authorized for.
The same thing happens with garbage if you have an empty unit.
We're not arguing garbage because we need a garbage can in our unit whether we use them or not. But recycling, in our case, we have, pick a unit with eight units in it, a building with eight units,
four recycling cans are more than enough for the whole year. And actually, off-season, we can get away with two. But who's, I'm not arguing the number of cans I've got.
Yeah, yeah. So I think the issue is where we're saying carts, and I apologize. Thank you for correcting me, Nancy. We pay for recycling by residents. That's how it's paid for. However, you're authorized a cart for every resident. If you don't want them, that's fine. But just like if one of the duplexes only takes one cart, they're paying two recycling fees because they're two residents. Did I get that right now, Nancy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I understand your point. The issue from at least me and you guys all got to weigh in, but the issue for me is recycling, every resident pays the same in Curie Beach for recycling. And that's my recommendation to keep it that way.
I think Joe and I are there.
Yeah.
You said so.
And I mean, on our street alone, if everybody decided they did not want to recycle and they gave the carts, brought them up here and gave them back to town hall, all of us would still have to pay that fee every time.
One way or another.
And so as long as we're doing it for all the rest of our residents, unfortunately, we have to do it for Ocean Dunes. Now, anytime you want those other carts, you let us know. Nancy will.
No, no, the resident will have a chemical fire when I burn the
mess. We'll put it out. We'll leave it there.
You'll get the fire department at no extra charge.
That's right. Well, not no extra charge.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a consensus on that?
Yes, ma'am. I think so.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. We are not doing number two because we haven't come to an agreement on that yet. So on number three, paid parking. Do you have a report on it's a setback?
Yeah, gotcha.
It's number two is the setback thing, guys, that we're carrying over. Paid parking, do you have any report on where we are on paid parking and whether it looks like we should or shouldn't? Or
We do not have that yet. I think we are going to have the parking company here for the next meeting to give us recommendations and show us all the numbers.
Okay.
So, but I think the numbers are not too exciting.
Okay.
Did the ad hoc committee get called?
No.
I assume I don't know.
Until we have some information, John, I don't see any need to continue that discussion until we have some information to discuss. Okay.
So we're going to continue to keep that on the table?
We're going to keep, I'm sorry.
Yes, it's going to be in the October meeting. Yes.
Yes.
So it'll be continue to be tabled until the
right, until next meeting.
Cool.
Okay. New business. This was brought to me at the suggestion of a staff person after we discussed this at the last meeting. Although I believe I was given blanket permission to go to the North Carolina League of Municipalities events regardless, but I still asked for permission. Nancy, can you tell us some kind of history about why we have that policy in there to begin with?
The town's had a policy, I think, since 2009, and then when Finance Officer Kevin Hammer came on board and I came on board, we started looking at all of our policies, and we amended this particular policy in 2012 to get better control and checks and balances for audit purposes. You may want to speak to this more, but it's always a good idea to have two sets of eyes with signatures on everything that the town spends. That's the only reason we're that.
Okay, on what council spends, but are you required to have a checks and balance on whether or not a council person goes out of town when department heads aren't required to do that?
Well, department heads are required.
The policy requires a department head to get approval from their liaison.
Yep. Ah, well, that is not always being done. So, with council?
And the actual way.
So, this is really for an audit thing?
What? Well, it's an internal control, but the actual piece with council was at the direction of council back in 2012. Mm-hmm. Actually, to the end of 2011 into 2012.
Do you remember why?
Just based on the members of council at that point in time, just making sure that everyone was aware of who was going on what and what they were spending. That was the reason why.
Okay.
It was an issue that came up with a previous member of council. I remember.
Okay, I was on council at that time.
Yes, you were. You voted with me.
And
to put this in.
Were you on 2012?
Because it was a previous mayor.
5 years ago?
Previous mayor, yep. I'm in my second term this time. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That was early on. It was a previous member of council did stuff without permission, and council decided that council, because department heads should not be put in the position of telling a councilman what to do or not do, council said, fine, we have to tell you. And not only that, then right after we put ours in was when Commissioner Barfield on the county commissioners got in trouble for $11,000 of spending without approval. I think this is a great thing that we have on, and we should keep it.
I can't help but agree, because it's the only check we have of what we're doing with our small portion of the budget.
Right.
Because at any time, for me to be able to decide what I want to go and do and how much it's going to cost, the only one that's concerned about it is just me.
Well, I do remember that did become an issue, especially when a dinner bill was turned
yes,
in
ma'am.
For $1,000.
Mm-hmm. And yes. A lot of it was liquid.
That's right.
Yes. So, I mean, I agree
okay.
with the other two commissioners. This is a reasonable safeguard. And it's a reasonable safeguard for us and for the people in the town.
And
I think we should keep it.
I've been on overall probably the longest. I don't remember anybody being turned down for anything that was worthwhile.
Well, the issue for me is if you have to bring it up in an open meeting, you're not going to do crazy stuff because you're not only getting
embarrassed.
So, I mean,
yeah, we don't.
I think it's a great policy.
Unlike the county commissioners, we do not take many trips to California or Hawaii.
Well,
unfortunately,
I support them doing it for the right reason. But that's for them to manage. For Curie Beach, council should manage it. I think it's a great policy, and we should keep it.
Okay. Okay.
I'd like to go to Morocco in a month.
I think we're going to say no.
That's a big no.
Well, I was really.
I think it's great. It's like I would never speak for the town without permission. I would never practice to do anything for the town without permission.
Yeah, well, I was really pushing for Belize, but I guess I got to scratch that off now.
Okay, so this is.
Okay.
Thank you.
So there'll be no motion.
This
is dead.
That's right.
Your copy that's in the book.
That's good.
Okay. Where are we? Our October meeting.
Yes.
I will not be here.
So, we're on schedule?
So, yeah, what about the 10th when we have our public hearing? And maybe we'll only have one meeting next month.
Works for me. Is staff, can you be ready? No, staff can't be ready. Or something. Okay. What about the week after? 24th? Oh, I'll be gone that week now. Are you gone the whole week, the 16th through the 20th?
No, we could do it the 16th if you want.
That's. I'm okay with that if the rest of the council is. Just one day early.
That's the tentative date of the move.
No, the move is November.
I wrote the wrong month.
Nice. Well, you're a month ahead. That's good.
You were close.
That's my move.
Is the 16th okay? It's okay with me, ma'am.
16th.
Okay, with you, Joseph.
That's fine.
Make a motion. We move the October meeting from October 17th to October 16th at 6:30.
Second.
Okay. Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. What about November? I mean, is everybody going to be here for our employees' luncheon?
Which day?
That's the day after our council meeting.
22nd, okay.
I mean, if we're going to be here.
No, I'm sorry. I won't be here. I haven't been told where I'm going to be yet.
You'll
go once I find a book. Yes, I will. Yes, ma'am. Can we do it Monday the 20th, honey?
Yes, Monday you can do it the rest of the week to book.
Cool, very good. Let's just do the Monday thing. Let's just keep it going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
November 20th. Sounds
good. Make a motion Monday the 20th at 6:30 for November.
Second.
Do
Second.
I hear any comments? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
What? And if Lisa's told y'all where I'm going to be that week, could you let me know sometime?
You'll be in Greenville.
That's, never mind. I was just kidding.
Sorry. Okay. Okay. December.
Why don't we look at the December meeting later?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, let's get closer to December.
That's right there on our list.
Okay. Yeah, well.
December.
Make a motion we wait on the December meeting until we get closer. It's too far away. Plus, we should ask the newly elected commissioners if they need to change too.
Plus, the 19th is really fairly early.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, it's not too close to Christmas.
Okay.
Okay. Second.
Okay. Mayor's updates. I was going to.
No,
we're not trying to December right
motion,
now.
Not
we'll wait till later.
Oh, one little thing I wanted to tell you guys about from MPO, in case you hear. I know everybody's heard about the big, the big infrastructure money in the federal government that is coming down to help us build roads and bridges and rail and everything all over the country. Well, there are a few little catches in it. It appears that our MPO will not be applying for any of that money because, first of all, you have to have a project that is ready for construction. And the only one we have is the bypass up in Pender County on 17. And there's another little catch that even though you've gone through everything, all of the studies, environmental impact statement, everything, and you're ready for construction, if it's going to be funded by the feds, you have to have all of those studies done over again according to federal regulations, which could take another 2 to 5 years. So it's not ready for construction. And on the advice of everybody and the elected officials in Pender County, they decided they could not go through all that red tape, so they will not be asking for federal money. The bridge crossing, Cape Fear Bridge, that is always being discussed, it's not anywhere near being ready for construction. Plus, none of our studies are federal studies. They're all state studies. So just to give you guys a little idea of what the federal red tape is like, we will not be applying for any of that money for our MPO, for our Metropolitan Planning Organization. Commissioner items?
I have one item. We have a residence at 1354 South Fort Fisher Boulevard that I believe is acting as a bed and breakfast and is not on our rolls. I had checked with John as a revenue producing property. I would like us to, Nancy, I'd like us to send a typical letter to the owner of that property and let him know that he has a responsibility on ROT and sales tax.
That you need to get
it's probably the Hagler letter, I guess.
Do you need to get the TDA to send a letter? Like they do
I'm not,
with once
we,
they find it.
We actually had sent the, didn't we send the letter?
Yeah, we sent one.
We had sent
and we attached theirs to it.
Yeah.
So and I think it's on our website too, so
If we would just do that, just to let, they may not be aware, they may not know, this is just a friendly reminder that they have that responsibility.
Nice job.
Well, actually, it was a concerned citizen who called it to my attention.
So you're not just going around door to door.
Yes. I did go look at it, and it really, each room is named something different, so I mean, I think.
Okay.
I think it's quite accurate.
Okay.
Just a guess.
Any other commissioners have any words of wisdom? Jason.
No, ma'am. Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Motion we close.
Thank you. Second.
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye. Right.
Opposed?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Good job.
I'll finish a lot earlier than I thought.
Good.
That's a little better than late.
Huh?
It's better than some.
That's right.
Oh, God, yes. Yes.
Still hanging on?
It's almost gone. In fact, this morning I really thought it was gone. But then when night comes, the cough gets real bad. And my pharmacist said, I'm going to have that cough for another 4 weeks. So that it's been horrible for some hour. And that's what